T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
PowerUpBowser.com and Bowser Chevrolet. Jeff's next update 20 minutes from now, and he's a big Ohio State fan alum, and he'll have some rather disappointing sad news on Ohio State football and the rest of the Big Ten, because 15 minutes from now, Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren is going to hold a press conference where, according to all reports out there, he is going to announce that the conference has postponed its season. Best case scenario, they play in the spring. They will not play in the fall. They have joined the MAC, the Mountain West, the Ivy League as leagues that will not play college football. And this is going now, I think, to get very ugly, Chris, because you have highly paid coaches like James Franklin, who we're going to hear in a second, who have come out and said, why cancel it right now? What is the point on August 11th, 6 days after we put out a conference schedule, a revised conference schedule? Why are we doing this right now? You had all kinds of prominent players in your conference put out a hashtag that said, we want to play. Let's find a way to do this. Yes, we have to bargain and we have to compromise, but let's not just, cancel the whole thing, call the whole thing off. So this has a chance. We already had, I guess I should also point out what Nebraska did, right, Craig, where they're trying to go into college football Tinder. Now, they want other leagues to swipe, swipe left or right if you're interested on Tinder. Do we know? Right?
None of us have ever used Tinder, I don't think. Right? Or we were all spoken for by the time Tinder came to prominence.
Yep.
I think you're supposed to swipe right, okay. But I don't know. It might be swipe left. Anyway, so just let me be clear here about the Nebraska example. So are you suggesting that when things get ugly, it could mean the football programs quite literally secede from the school and do their own thing? Like go I'm serious, though. Would that not lay it bare what this really is more than anything else? If Nebraska said, we might be Nebraska football, but really we're just a football team that happens to operate out of this university. We want to play, but, and so screw the president and the conference here. Like, we're open for business.
Well, what we're going to find out here, you would think, over the next, I would think we'll find out in the next few days, is how many of these Big Ten presidents didn't agree with the decision. And for those who don't, what is their next move? Do they have a plan B? Do they have?
Didn't we hear 12 of 14 voted to postpone it to the spring? Isn't that what we heard?
That's what Dan Patrick reported. But then everybody came out of the woodwork to say that was not an official vote. Let's get James Franklin in here. So he was asked hypothetically on ESPN today. What would be your reaction to a cancellation? Like, how would you feel? How would your players feel? How would everybody associated with the Penn State football program feel if something like that were to occur?
Why would we cancel the season right now when we don't even have the answers for what that may mean? I'm on a call last night with the parents and our players, and they're asking me a bunch of questions. What does this mean for my scholarship? What does this mean for my eligibility? Do I get another year? What does this mean for the fifth year seniors? What does it mean for the underclassmen? With the high school kids that graduate early and come in, how are they going to be on the roster? Is one program going to be over their scholarship numbers based on incoming recruits and being at 100, and another program's going to be at 85? There's just so many questions that I don't think from a leadership standpoint that you cancel the season and then people ask you, well, coach, what does this mean for my future? And we don't have any of those answers right now.
You know, I just, every time I hear all of what he said there, I mean this. I'm not even trying to just get up on a pulpit about this. The whole thing would be a lot easier if these guys were compensated, were employees, were unionized as what they are, which is really like professional athletes who just aren't in the biggest league yet. And this was all collectively bargained out. I mean that. This would be happening
okay.
if it was that setting.
All right, so we do have a statement from the Big Ten. Let me just say this first about Franklin comments. And they're all football points. They're not about, like, the virus. They're all about, like, how this affects us as football players, not as humans. He's not going to get those answers because I'll go through the statement in a second, but if the plan is to just delay things into the spring – they're not going to give definitive answers about scholarships and eligibility and recruiting classes yet, because they're going to apply everything. They're going to copy and paste, Chris, or cut and paste. They're going to take, you would think, everything they had planned for September, October, November, and December, and attempt to do it in February, March, April, May. And we'll see how many of those players go along with it now. How many of those guys will either just say, the heck
with
it.
Justin Fields' college career is done.
I'm eligible for the draft. I'll do that. And B, how many of these guys are going to want out of their scholarship and transfer to other leagues or other schools that might still try to play in the fall? This is what the Big Ten commissioner just put out. Quote, "The mental and physical health and welfare of our student athletes has been at the center of every decision we have made regarding the ability to proceed forward. As time progressed and after hours of discussion with our Big Ten Task Force for Emerging Infectious Diseases and the Big Ten Sports Medicine Committee, it became abundantly clear that there was too much uncertainty regarding potential medical risks to our players to compete this fall." There's more. What is going to be now super interesting is, are the other leagues going to say, SEC, ACC, Big 12, are they going to say, yeah, that's what your medical experts are telling you, but we're getting information that says we can still play. So it's nice that you have your Big Ten doctors that are advising you. Our ACC doctors are saying differently. We're getting different data than the most powerful, most lucrative college conference in the country. I'm saying yes, that is going to happen. I'm not sure this is a domino effect, Chris, is what I'm saying. I don't think every Power 5 conference is going to fall in line.
I think the SEC, I think the Pac-12 is not going to do it, or that they will fall in line with this.
Because they're a little brother to the Big Ten in every conceivable way. They try to be the Big Ten, but they're not. I agree with you.
I think the Big 12, I'm on the fence about that one. It's hard for me to say, although I'm actually leaning that they will too. They also will not play.
Why is that? Why do you say that?
I mean, that's a gut feeling.
Okay. Their commissioner came out and said, like, yesterday that they're going to put out a schedule this week.
Well, that didn't stop the Big Ten from canceling its fall. Like, they put the schedule, you just said they put the schedule out, and then 8 days later they canceled the fall season. So, the SEC is going to be, if this dwindles down and it is a domino, the SEC is going to be the last one. They will move heaven and earth because that's a part of the country where, by and large, college football is more popular than the NFL. They will, I think, move heaven and earth to try to still play because they'll get big TV ratings. But I could just imagine if the other four Power 5 conferences have decided they're going to try this in the spring, I could just imagine Roger Goodell, maybe Jerry Jones, SEC school graduate at Arkansas, putting out a little phone call to the SEC commissioner and telling him it would be in his best interest if they don't try to play and go up against the NFL, because the league has a wonderful slate of Saturday games planned for the 2020 fall season. possibly a little bag of money gets dropped in there to make it worth their while. You laugh about that. It is kind of a ridiculous scenario, but I also don't think it's completely implausible.
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that as soon as this, reported hysteria in college football got put out there, the very next thing Adam Schefter said, the very next words out of his mouth were, "Oh, I think the NFL is going to explore playing games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right, and Monday this year." They're more than willing. Which, by the way, as an aside, I don't actually think that that's good for the NFL. I think what is appealing to a lot of football fans is when you have all of the games going off at once on a Sunday. And you have the red zone and you have all of these games coming down to the wire on a Sunday afternoon. And that just gluttonous flow of football on Sundays is what I think in part made the NFL what it is today. And if you start to spread it out and put games by themselves, and that's all you have, it's just one game going off or two games at most.
A bunch of Thanksgiving Day type of things.
Yeah, I just don't think that that's... That's...
Counterpoint would be, I think the appetite for the NFL is insatiable, and you would have more chances to do fantasy football, daily fantasy, more games to bet on individually and live and die with. Like, I really believe here that this is not even remotely an overextension on the NFL's part, if that's the direction they go.
More from the Big Ten.
By the way, here's the dirty secret really quick here.
Go ahead.
As a viewer, strictly as a viewer who wants to watch quality, man, give me, I tweeted this out, give me three NFL games on a Saturday over, like, the choice of 20 college football games, most of which border on unwatchable at times. That's the dirty secret here. College football has all that sort of alumni appeal and everything. A lot of the games suck.
Yeah, I have a different feeling on college football than you, clearly. I love the just abundance and just
Man,
the
Syracuse
buffet.
Boston College taking 3 hours and 55 minutes, and there's a million penalties.
Yeah,
and the quarterbacks
but there
can't complete a pass.
I understand that, but there are so many games on a Saturday that you don't have to stick with just one. And the sheer quantity of college football on a Saturday where it starts at noon and ends at 1 o'clock in the morning and the games never stop and there are so many to choose from is what I love about the sport. Let's get one more in here from Franklin, his reaction. This is from ESPN today.
I'm not saying that we should cancel the season at this point. I'm not saying we should definitely play, but the decision doesn't need to be made right now. There's still time. There's still information that we need to gather. And my point is, why cancel the season right now when we don't have all the information and we don't have all the answers? I think one of the things that's a little bit of a issue, I think, at times is when people see us speak as coaches, they think we're just speaking our own opinions. I got off a player meeting last night as well as a parents meeting last night, and I'm speaking to represent them, what our parents think, what our players think. Most importantly, we want to keep our players safe and healthy, but we also want to give them the best opportunity to continue to play the game they love. So why not press pause and find out more information?
I think Franklin, so this might surprise you because I've ripped him before, but I do think Franklin, in his actions in the past and in very recent past with Micah Parsons' decision to opt out before, that kind of became a moot point, I think his actions have made him a credible speaker with what he just said there.
I agree with that.
He is trying to speak for his team and the parents. Like, I do think he, and this is one of his best qualities as a recruiter, I believe, and as a coach, I really do believe in my heart of hearts that he is totally sincere about wanting to try to put guys through to the next level and wanting them to do what is best for them. And I think that's a laudable characteristic in that field.
Yeah, I think Franklin is going off of the John Calipari playbook.
I was just going to say it.
If you run a program that puts the player first, that if you do that and that reputation gets out there, that you are very player-friendly, that's going to help you get better players.
Pony, look at some of the guys he's gotten to come to Penn State, and I'm certainly not suggesting that Penn State is some middle-tier program. They're upper-tier, but they haven't won a national championship, and they haven't been in the college football playoff, and yet he routinely is able to out-duel or go toe-to-toe with even the Ohio States and occasionally like Bama's, the real powers in college football, and I think it's because of that attitude. I think guys go there, he sells them a bill of goods, and then they find out that by and large, it's exactly what he was selling.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text on Edgar Snyder. Reminds you to text responsibly. We are Pony and Muller, presented by Chafin Luana Injury Law Firm. Doing good by doing right. Big Ten football postponed until the spring. We don't have dates or anything yet. They are just not going to play this fall. Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.